Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
50 points to 6 as the clock winds down. 2 minutes left to play.
Denny, clear it!
I think we all agree there's been some real good football, but Marty DePauw will try and get his stats up there, in fact. Have a look at Marty DePauw. He's still out on the field. Played big minutes. He came off the bench.
Jake, he's played his best game all year, I think, too.
19 runs, 178 metres.
Yeah, wow.
6 tackle breaks, 1 line break, 18 tackles.
Oh, and the goose step. Oh, is that Marty? Yes, it is.
What about, you talk about Jake Pavoyevich as well. Yeah. He put 107 metres on, and there's been some good
50 tackles.
Yeah, 22 tackles for the night. They've had a lot of ball, though.
Yeah,
MG, they've had 70% possession. They haven't had to do a lot of work defensively. But what they've done has been clean and quality. Anyway, it's the crowd now.
Did you say it's the crowd?
As the crowd now. I was just getting into my repertoire. But anyway, thanks for correcting me, Wendell.
Hey, sir. The corrector. Oh, here we go. Penalty.
Here's Tyson Gamble.
Oh, Tyson Gamble. Look at this.
Time off, Josh, go.
Somebody's on.
Time off.
Josh Schuster.
They've stopped the clock.
Simbin or Bloodbin?
Josh Schuster, number 12.
What's happened? Simbin.
Gotta wait till he's off.
Gee whiz, he's been sent for Simbin. This is beyond a joke, this Simbin MG. I mean, you're going to talk about it tomorrow, and
we'll
talk about it on Dead Set Legends. He's getting to the point where it's laughable.
Well, when you was coming, we didn't think of this, but this intense. Well, I don't know what the answer is. I have to sleep on it and wake up and think about it.
Will you really?
I don't know what the go is. Yeah. I don't know if this is the way to eliminate.
No.
This is all on the back of what happened in the Parramatta game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's not get it wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
This is all because of that. And
they overreact.
But they already said they came out and made a mistake.
But I don't think it made the difference tonight for this result.
No.
As Oates just brings it down with 15 seconds to go.
It just affects the spectacle.
Yeah, 50 points to 6. Bit of push and shove.
Look,
there's another one gone.
See? This is getting a quota on.
Who said that?
It's like a quota.
It's
good. Carry on,
man. Who's going here now?
Wait.
Croker.
Come on.
11.
How many sin bins have we had tonight?
4 in both games.
Oh, this is a joke. Last play of the game.
That's 8
already. Xavier Coates.
Tackle by Parker.
Goes into touch. They're saying no, it didn't. That's full time. What a game of football. 50 points to 6. Manly, absolutely dominant tonight, weren't they, Wendell Saylor and Mark Geyer?
They were, mate.
From the get-go, they went the grind. They went that first 20 minutes. They put it on there. They worked hard. And then the points started to flow. And then after that, Brisbane just didn't have enough muscle. They scored before half-time. And
well, you got to roll your sleeves up, get in the trenches. And the Broncos didn't want to do that early. Mate, the tackle breaks tonight. 13 from the Broncos, 42 from the Eagles. Tom Trbojevic did what he did. But also, 8 tries to 1. That's not great. And even the metres game, 3,057 metres for Manly, 1,086 for Manly.
Massive night.
Completion rate was great by Manly. 87%, Broncos 73%.
So let's have a look through some of the try scorers when we have a look at this game. So it was a huge game as well. When we look at it, completion rates, Manly stayed at 89% all night, 60% possession to win 50 points to 6, 36 missed tackles from Brisbane tonight. That's not good enough in any performance,
no,
is it?
I mean, disappointing.
They only had 40% of the possession. They still completed at 80%, but you were talking about the run meters, you know, almost double the run meters. Post-contact meters, the same. It was just a performance tonight that it just showed they had to make a lot more tackles, 306 tackles compared to 198. And it just absolutely got away. Yeah. Once it got away, they couldn't stop They couldn't stop the leak.
Oh, you're right, mate, Dobbo. DC played really well. The forwards laid the platform, but, you know, they're just such a confident side at the moment, Manly, and they're doing their job. I know the Desi wasn't happy last week with what they did with their defence, but this week, a lot better.
It certainly was, and it deteriorated in the second half. There's no two ways about that. We had Ricky and Gamble both in the bin. Look, there's a lot of disappointment. I don't know why. I don't understand why Kevin Walters took Jake Turpin off with 10 to go in the first half. He's the captain, and never brought him back on again for the rest of the remainder of the game. And I don't know what that's about. He had two runs, 25 tackles. He's their best defensive player around the edge. And sometimes you just got to question what that's about.
Yeah, you do. You do question it. Unless there's an injury we don't know about, because otherwise it's a beggar's belief.
It's peculiar.
Yeah, very.
What does Kevin Walters say to a team? You both have been in big losses before at different stages. And what's the best way to handle this from a player's perspective? The coach says nothing and just say, go, get out of here. We'll see you on Monday. We're going to get back into it and review it. Or what's the best way?
Go and have a drink together. Don't celebrate because there's nothing to celebrate. But you've had a big week of training, and we'll address this when we get back to training on Monday. It's got to be addressed. There's the elephant in the room, and that elephant in the room is... What other players that come with Adam Reynolds? We need reinforcements. We've got some young forwards in the club who are going great. We've got some outside backs who one's leaving, but we need a couple more.
But that was a really poor performance tonight.
We need some stability. That was inept. Yeah, that was inept. That was like playing.
Yeah, that was pretty ordinary tonight.
A couple of years younger than under 16s versus under 14s.
Mate, it's magic round, mate. Like, they're virtually playing your home ground.
Yeah, Broncos. It is your home ground.
Where's the pride? Mate, you've won two games all year. Where's the pride in your jersey?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Disappointing.
I love Kevy, and I openly say he's the right man for the job, but you've got to question this, and I say this with the deepest respect. Have we seen improvement in Brisbane this year compared to last year?
Yeah, we have. We have. Because I saw it last week with the Cowboys. That's just not consistently. The improvement isn't week to week.
Is that experience, though? Is that an experience thing where you've got to get blokes in there that know how to do that, know how to manage?
It's trust. Mate, there's no trust in this team at the moment. They don't trust one another. They don't trust what they're doing at the moment. You know, they will follow Kevy, but it's going to take a while for him to ingrain what he's trying to teach them.
Well, that's it from us here. From Emma Lawrence, Wendell Saylor, Mark Geyer. Saturday scrum tomorrow from 12. We'll be calling Broncos Canberra tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock. From everybody here, Manly 2, good for Brisbane, 50 points to 6. Till next time, Triple M rocks the footy. Here are the Qualify Me full-time highlights.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Ball to Saab now, opens him up, he's over the halfway line, he's already going, back inside, to the Turbo, Tommy Turbo, under the post, Manly, 4, Brisbane 0, kingdom come.
So now, Kroger goes to Marty DePauw, flat pass, Pepe scores, too easy for Manly, and you know what, they kick out to a 10-0 lead with a kick to come, this time it's Sean Pepe, what a pass from Marty DePauw, sees the other bookend, and Manly roll on, great try, and they're starting to put Brisbane right under pressure, Manly on the attack, they lead 12-0 on the Mitsubishi Dragon scoreboard, so they go to the right-hand side, Jake Dorojevic goes on to Jerry Evans, out the back to Tom Fedora, on to Saab, Saab scores, oh, that was class by this Manly back. Line. Out the back now to Azarko. He dances around. Azarko still going. Azarko, and he's brought down. Still going, Jermaine Azarko, and he scores.
Well,
that's a great try by the fullback. Jerry Evans, crossfield kick. Numbers. Saab goes up. Oh, took it. He's a superstar. Jason Saab. What a superstar he is. A great try. There's a high shot on Garrett. Tyson Gamble. 10 in the bin. Ricky Lake with a head. And this is going to go on report as well. Ricky's already on report.
You've gone in with a head, it's on report, and you go to the bin.
Oh, George Ricky's got as well. So Brisbane have got two men out. Croker goes to the left-hand side and holds the line. Jake Dravojevic scores. His brother just gave him a lovely flat pass. Turbo onto Jake, and the score kicks out. 30 points to 6 with a kick to come. Jerry Evans, long pass. Wow. Oh, great try to the number 9. Lachlan Croker scores a great try. Numbers again as Parker goes down, and here they go to Garrett. Garrett goes on the outside, puts the burners on, comes back inside to Schuster. Oh, the Turbo!
just a six kick to come. The Turbo gets a double.
Opening them up over the halfway line. They've got number Schuster inside, 30 metres out. They point to them and say, go and score it under the black dot. That's full time. What a game of football. 50 points to 6.
Triple M NRL. Game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.